This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome back. We're at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street. If you haven't had lunch yet, you can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show. And don't forget, we're live, 107.7. You can also stream us live, is what I wanted to say. You can stream us live on the World Wide Web at 107.7. WTPL, oh my gosh, I'm going like crazy right now, WTPLFM.com, and it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. So we are in studio, and we just went over a bunch of events that is happening in downtown Manchester. And next we're going to talk with Ashley Clay. I met her not even a week ago, and you know, Daryl and I sat there. We were there for a little while, and I'm like, she would be great on the show. Chatty box. That's perfect for the radio. She runs a business, and it's called Eventfully Yours. You can check her out on Facebook. Just simply in the search, it was very easy. I did it, Eventfully Yours, and she'll pop right
up. NH, right? Eventfully Yours. Eventfully Yours, NH.
Even if you put Eventfully Yours, it pops up. Click, because I think there's a couple of
I did see yours. Some from another state or something, so it helped to do that when NH, I was looking at it.
So, Ashley, so welcome.
Ashley. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, I was just, like I said, you know, you did your job very well. This is at, and you know, we can talk a little bit maybe at the end about Thirsty Moose. Thirsty Moose is the new tap house that opened up right on Elm Street. It's where the old J.W. Hills used to be.
Right across the street.
Yep. And I, you know me, listeners, I always love to go out and, you know, find all the new restaurants and check them out soon so that I can report back to you. And I really enjoyed it. So,
but it's very much of a sports bar. Atmosphere, right?
It is a sports bar atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And maybe in a little bit after we chat with Ashley about Eventful Yours, we'll talk about Thirsty Moose. Did I talk to you at all about it?
Briefly, but we can chat
about it. For sure. It's a very cool place. So
before we move on, though, I have to give Ashley a shout out. She brought us chocolate chip cookies. Thank you.
Absolutely.
The key to my heart is chocolate chip cookies.
Well,
so I like you.
Sometimes breaking the ice is just being able to create a smile on somebody's face. And that makes a conversation that much easier to broach, especially depending where you are in your event planning process, how close to that date we are, all kinds of good stuff.
Absolutely.
Very smart.
There's little tricks of the trade as you go along that I've kind of picked up. And I put in the time and the effort for a lot of other companies. And when we moved down here, actually this month, a year ago, I decided this summer that I would bite the bullet and go after my dream. And here we are almost 6 months later, and everything has been wonderful. I've been given some great experiences and had the pleasure of working all over the state of New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, and doing different events. And it's been really great. It's wonderful to answer only to yourself and to your client.
Amen, sister. I like that.
Good for you. So what exactly, now if listeners are out there and they have an upcoming, you know, maybe, well, of course, holiday parties are probably all way.
Have some holiday dates available still, so don't call because you think it's not available. Always call and ask. And I do, not only myself, but I do have other bartenders that I contract out to as well and event professionals. We actually specialize in getting some staffing in for all kinds of different events.
So clarify that a little bit for people who, because when you hear event planner, you just think this is one person who comes in and just kind of plans the event or just does the decorations, but you're a little bit different in that you create custom cocktails and such too. So give us an overview of your whole company, what you do.
I myself plan and execute a lot of events. I can step in at any given point from the very start to the middle, even towards the end, just making sure that you're not sure that you want to take on that real hostess role and make sure that everybody has a drink and that the food is replenished and that kind of thing. Having somebody come and be able to do that takes a lot of stress off. So we've provided event professionals for people to come in and not necessarily pass advertisers, but make sure your table is full so friends and family can share with that, and you're spending your time with them. Mm-hmm. We've done beer and wine festivals. We do liquor promotions. Pretty much anything you can think of where people would be happy, smiling. I like to get the right people in there. That's really important, is getting that right staffing aspect in there. So the staffing, we do bartending. We'll do, you know, like I said, full service events start to finish, or we can jump in anywhere. So we kind of hit that little niche in the event planning field where it hits the gray area. All the stuff people aren't sure. Mm-hmm. How do I find what happens with this? Always ask, 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 ask. I can never say ask enough questions. You can never be too sure, or just sometimes to have that little inkling feeling that's like the itch, like, oh, did I turn the coffee maker off before I left for vacation? And being able to take care of that for a lot of people is a very priceless thing.
It's true. I actually assisted, I photographed a Sweet 16 event, and they did not, you know, hire an event planner. It wasn't a big party, but even though it was very just small, it was probably 18 kids there. I know, right? 18, 16 year olds. And they did rent a small little hall. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't overly, a huge event, but like the mother was just working the whole time. Yeah. She didn't get to enjoy any of it. She even said, like, if she was happy that she at least hired a photographer, because, right, she would have not have gotten any of those pictures, because, yeah, all she was doing the whole time is making sure that the food was refreshed and, you know, and the drinks and, yeah, and back and forth. And then just even up to the last second of, oh my God, everybody's going to be here and we're still decorating. Yep. Like, she was so frazzled. And, you know, the daughter.
Did she remember to put her dress on?
She did. Okay. She came with that on because it was, right, in a hall. So, but you know, it was just looking at that. And exactly what you're talking about, you know, having somebody to kind of take care of all those little, yeah, details so that you can kind of enjoy the party and be present there, I think it's priceless, really.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's something that I hear people say, oh my goodness, I can't imagine this, you know, we're at the end of an event and I'm having a mom. I did a Sweet 16 birthday in August, and the mom just was like, I can't imagine if I had to do this myself. Mm-hmm. I would have been all over the place. And, you know, they jumped in, the family jumped in and helped me do that kind of stuff. But that was just her motherly way of making sure she had touched base on all the different things that were going on. She and I had the same mentality in that, mm-hmm, sense. But she's like, oh, I can't even. And people get to the end of events like that and go, oh, if I had to do it all over again, I'd never, yeah, do it by myself ever.
Yeah. So, and it's such, you build up and build up and build up for weeks, yep, to the event. And then it is so fast. Those few hours go by so fast. And then it's time to clean up again. And you didn't even get to really enjoy,
right,
it.
You got that one blurry picture. That's the selfie picture on the way. And that's the only one that you have to remember.
Yeah.
So yeah, photographers are a key thing. I mean, people talk about their wedding and not wanting, you know, to have family and friends photographer and do things like that. Spend the money on the important things,
yeah,
the memories that you're going to have. I'm always going to suggest a photographer. There are photographers in every budget out there. And I don't mean that in, hey, starting at $250 and up. There's photo students and there's people who do it as a hobby. Mm-hmm. There's always a way to somehow get you filled in that sense. We want you to have memories. Those are really important.
Yeah, right.
And
also your actual memories, because if you're planning it yourself, mm-hmm, and you're not involved in
you
it, you don't even have those memories besides the pictures, because you weren't there. You were back and forth and everything. So I think that's a wonderful idea. Now, what types of events do you do? Anything from, I know you said birthday parties. What else?
Birthday parties, anniversaries. We've done baby showers, Sweet 16s. I don't do weddings right now. They're just too much to take onto my plate because I still work a full-time job at the Thirsty Moose. Mm-hmm. But no holds prevailed. 2 o'clock in the morning, you'll find me sitting on my computer doing just about any event. We're in process actually of talking to John, and this is very early in the process, but talking about planning our own beer festival. So a little bit of
everything. With the Thirsty Moose?
Through the Thirsty, okay, Moose, yeah. So look forward to that coming down. We're hoping probably end of next summer. So it's coming down the pike. Stay with us.
You know what? It's going to be here before we know it.
I know.
I can't believe Christmas is almost here.
Horrible.
I'm not going to lie. I got out of my car to come in the studio today, and I had to take my jacket off. I was too warm.
Really?
So yeah. Sunday's supposed to be like in the 50s.
I know. It's so nice.
I love it.
Yay. But don't say anything because next week it'll snow.
Yeah.
That vicious four-letter word.
My kids, all they wanted to do was snow, so then go snowboarding. And I'm like, no. Because I can't snowboard this year, so it can't snow. Because I'm not allowed to snowboard because of my ankle. So,
gotcha.
No snow this year. I'm
For
sorry.
For those listeners tuning in, you are listening to The Pulse 107.7. Stream us live, World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com, powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We are in studio with Ashley Clay. She runs Eventfully Yours. If you have an upcoming holiday event, even something cozy at your house, she is your gal. I can tell you that. She will design a drink for you. She'll come be your hostess. I like that's probably the best thing that you said.
Yeah,
I like that the best. Just, you know, being there and you know, making sure that everybody has their drink and making sure, you know, everybody's all set. And, you know, so I really, really like that. Mm-hmm. We're going to go on a short break and we'll be right back with Ashley Clay, Eventfully Yours. Check her out on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Ooh, mood music. Welcome back, Food for Thought, live at the Beacon Building. We are in studio with Ashley Clay. She runs Eventfully Yours. If you have an event coming up, a holiday party, from small to big, and you know the best part that I liked about it, you said that you will come in at whatever, wherever in the timeline, whatever stage, you know, from the very beginning or to the middle, to the end, just the beginning to the middle to the end or the end. You know, I love that. I really love that. And I do have a question. When you said, because this is what really intrigued me when I saw you at the Thirsty Moose, when you said you design drinks. So do you like take into account the person's like personality?
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. You
Absolutely.
Know?
One of the events that we just did most recently was themed I Eat Glitter for Breakfast. And it was for two girls who live in Boston, Massachusetts. And they are residents and med students. And this is their last year in Boston. So they were celebrating mutually their birthdays together. So I went in and I created a Jesse and a Genevieve. And so Jesse had a sweet and spicy personality. She really very firecracker-like. So we went in and did a habanero-infused vodka drink. And we did that with a mango and pomegranate syrups. And we added a little club soda on the top. And then we garnished it with a hot cherry pepper. And so then it had some edible glitter on the rim of both that and then the
edible glitter. We both had to repeat that. Right? I had to. Edible glitter. Please tell me about edible glitter.
Edible glitter is found in the cake decorating baker aisle. Oh. And all the little tips of the trade, little things like that. The girls didn't know I was bringing it. So when I handed them their first drink, they were just wild with glee. The fact that, oh my God, it's the little touches. I can't stress that enough. The little things make the biggest differences when you throw events. The littlest things.
Forgetting the little things too. Somebody, if you may have done all this great stuff, but if you forget something that seems little, but it's really important to somebody.
It's a pivotal point in the process a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Little things that slip through the gaps. I try to catch those before they happen. So then you as a, you know, you're in your party doing your thing. You don't know these things are going on. I'm not trying to have, not that I'm keeping them from you, but I'm trying to catch them before they happen. Mm-hmm. That's part of my service.
Because something always happens.
Yeah, something always happens.
Inevitable.
And having a quick response to those things that you can't catch in the process is also really pivotal for me. And making sure that things just kind of seem from the naked eye of the partygoer that everything is going smoothly. It may be tumultuous behind the scenes. There may be a fire in the kitchen. All of this may be going on. But the hope for all of us is that you're going to not know any of those things are going on. You're going to go seamless from start to finish.
That's great. Now, for people who may not be on Facebook, because believe it or not, there are plenty out there, what is the best way to contact you to get a quote or find out your availability?
You can send me an email or you can call me. My email is just the same. It's eventfullyyoursnewhampshire
at spelled out
NH, the okay, same NH. Way on Facebook okay. at gmail.com.
So eventfully yours NH at gmail.com.
Yep. Okay. That, and then you can also reach out by cell phone. It's 802-359-3299.
Okay. Say it one more time for us.
802-359-3299.
Okay. And what I will do is make sure that, because Food for Thought has a Facebook page, and we have quite a few followers, and I'll make sure that my social media person gets it on there.
Your awesome. Info.
So, listeners, you can go to Food for Thought Facebook. Oh, well, they don't have Facebook.
Well, they can re-listen to this broadcast, too, on our website.
Correct. Foodforthoughtnh.com. Correct. Right. So there'll be plenty of ways to connect with you. If you, right. if you need to find her, you find me and I'll find Ashley.
Right.
There you go.
You can always come in and find me at the Thirsty Moose too.
There you go.
If all else prevails, I hope most of you or however you transport, feet, skateboard, scooter, come on down. I'll give you a great beer. If you don't know what you like, we'll sample it out and we'll find you something you like.
Now, nice. Before we go to Thirsty Moose, mm-hmm. I have just one more question about Eventfully Yours and then we'll chat a little bit about Thirsty Moose. But so if I were, because you served me on Sunday, mm-hmm. couple of drinks.
Yeah, that's okay. Couple, you were in for a while. Couple. You came in and hung out for the game.
You know what it is? I never know what to drink, so
I don't either. I was, you know, the same thing.
She had to sample a little taste of everything that we had.
I had that's a okay. little bit of yeah, a few. So anyway, what would you design for me? Because you kind of, you know, I'm not saying you know me, but you know,
I took a little cue from the Cosmo that I made for you the other day, and I actually created for the holiday season, in case you had an upcoming holiday party, the Christmas Carol.
Love it.
I love it. So, and what does the Christmas Carol entail?
The Christmas Carol has hints of stuff mostly that you can buy as is at the store, so it's easy to prepare for a party. The one special thing about it, and you can buy ginger syrups, but you run the risk of getting that very sugary ginger. So for this, I went ahead and made these last night. Sorry we couldn't share them with everybody in the studio today. But I went ahead and made my own ginger simple syrup to go with
okay.
this recipe.
Yep, that's easy enough.
Yep, just some chopped up ginger and a little bit of sugar and water, and you simmer it down and strain it out, and then you wait for it to cool. And you put it in a bottle and go from there. But I made this pitcher style, so you could do this just, you know, easy to serve, and you could do it two ways. You can serve it either martini style, so it's cold for people who like things that way, or you can serve it as a base to a drink and top it with either a ginger ale or a club soda for those that necessarily don't like something quite as strong. And okay. So the recipe is as follows. It's one full squeezed lime into the bottom of the pitcher, 1 cup of frozen cranberries. So throw those in the fridge, the freezer the night before.
Like whole cranberries?
Yep, whole okay. cranberries. You buy them just in the package like at the store. Yep. They'll work two ways. They'll act as an awesome garnish, and they'll help keep your drink cold.
Drink it cold without diluting exactly. it. I stinking yep. love that.
We
right?
use frozen yes. fruit a lot. That's a really great kind of hidden secret in the event world. So yeah, any party, any gathering, anything that you're having, you're just even having, you know, guests into your office to show them a proposal or whatever. Great way to make things dressed up and not be nitpicky and have to
do a million things to do. Yeah, I really like that idea.
Me too.
So we've got the lime, we've got the cranberries, 2 cups of vodka.
Yikes.
Remember,
it's
this
a pitcher.
Is making a whole pitcher.
Right.
A pitcher. So this is going to go around for a few friends. They say that this recipe makes 8 cocktails.
Okay.
If you were to do them straight or strained with the ginger on top. 2 cups of the vodka, 1 cup of 100% all real cranberry juice, not cocktail. You can buy usually Ocean Spray, things like that, and it'll say right on the bottle, 100% cranberry. And then the 1 cup of the ginger syrup that we made, and that's just simply 4 inches of ginger chopped up and done with 2/3 of a cup of sugar and 1.5 cups of water, and you simmer it down for 20 to 30 minutes, and then you strain it out, and you leave it to cool. And then it's ready to go.
I think wow. that sounds
it
fabulous.
It really does.
And so then you can serve it to everybody across the board. It hits on a lot of different notes.
It does.
It's not really heavy.
And you just came up with this all on your own.
I was sitting and thinking over the last couple of days since I talked to Carol, and this is something she was really intrigued about the business when we spoke of this. So I wanted to make sure that I came to you fully loaded. No pun on words there.
I love it. I love it. And we only have a couple of minutes, but I do want to end with talking a little bit about Thirsty Moose that just opened. It'll be a week tomorrow.
Correct.
And just let people know what they can expect when they walk in. I thought it was just amazing.
Number one, you can expect a smile. We really
very friendly.
Are
love that.
Very friendly. And I like working behind our bar at the Thirsty Moose because it's a very camaraderie-driven environment. There is no, we work together 100%. You probably had three people that day, three or four come up to you and ask if they could refill your beverage, if you needed more napkins, anything like that. And we really try to create that. Please come in if you are not a huge beer drinker or if you're a beer nerd per se. Come in. I had so many people over the last few days come in and say, oh, well, I usually drink that. Well, I don't have that. I have this, this, and this, though, that these are two that are very similar. And then this is kind of the stray beer that, you know, and I've had so many people go, huh, I never even thought to try that. So now that's opened their base knowledge for beer. We have 100 different beers on tap and then gluten-free in the bottles. We do wine. We've got a full beer, full bar, excuse me, and then fresh made in-house food.
The food is, the menu is huge. It's a great menu, a variety of different things.
So you don't always expect that if you're going to like a sports bar. So that's
good. Usually, yeah. I feel like it's a trade-off usually. You have to trade off good beer and bar and service for yucky food or vice versa.
Right.
And we, you know, our general manager, John Edwards, has done an amazing job making sure that people come in and they're being offered the best of both worlds. We really want you to come in. Carol came in and stayed and hung out with me for a while. We talked. This is how I was able to find out, you know, all about the radio and Red Arrow. And it was a neat connection to me.
It was. Yeah. And here you go. I see you again, not even a week on the air.
But and that's perfect. So now you're a regular. You'll come in, you'll see me. We'll be there on Sundays. We'll have drinks together and we'll sample new beers. We'll keep opening your horizons.
I love it.
I'll have to bring my husband and we'll
Absolutely. Cool. Come on in.
You'll like it. You'll like it. Ashley, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. We learned a lot, as we always do, Tracy. Yep. And you can check her out, Eventfully Yours. I'll have information on Food for Thought, as well as you can check her out on Facebook. And Thirsty Moose is right here on Elm Street, right across from the Beacon building, actually.
And stop in and say hi to her.
Stop in and say hi to Ashley.
Sundays are my day. I'll be there all day. Come on in.
There you go. All right. Thank you very much. And we're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we'll be with Steve Freeman. I can't wait to hear what's up his sleeve.
Me too.
We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are in studio live at the Beacon Building. You can also stream us live, World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we are in studio now with the one and the only Steve Freeman. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. Here I am.
Yeah, I haven't seen you for a while. It seems like ages that I haven't seen you.
You've been off to Paris, Rome, Milan, Bermuda, Jamaica.
Yeah, right.
Cozumel. I've been in Manchester, which is good.
Yeah.
The city is so... The city is so much greater than it was growing up, and it continues to impress me, and I love it. It's a great hub of activity, and it's convenient to everything. And we have some of the best restaurants in New England, right here in Manchester.
They're fantastic. It's a dining destination.
And I don't know if I said this before, but I read this thing. Who knows if it's accurate? It was on the web, so it must be. That every state has their cuisine that they really have a high density of, and New Hampshire is diners.
Is it really? New Hampshire?
New Hampshire has a lot of diners. We're a diner sort of crowd. Yeah. Like New Mexico.
Interesting.
One state was tacos. One state was vegan. There's all these, you know, a very obsessively high density of this type of restaurant in comparison to the other types of restaurants.
Wow. Huh. I find that very interesting.
So nice to have you back.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back. It's fun. How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was awesome. I had a great time. I hope everyone
did. You go to your sister's?
I did. I went up to that cute little island on Maine and did absolutely nothing for 4 days. Didn't deal with any traffic. Didn't deal with computer issues. I don't have a television.
So you don't have a television at home?
I haven't had a TV in years.
And you're kidding.
It's one of the best things I've ever
I know somebody that's like that, and I'm actually very jealous of that. I think that's a huge deal. It takes an enormous amount of strength, I think, to be able to do that.
Well, for me, I'm a television idiot. I love watching infomercials and just stupid stuff.
Oh, you spend too much money.
And so if you think about it, to watch TV, You have to sit and watch it. You can't do other things. I'm a music guy. I have music going all the time. And I do stuff. I work, I play, I clean, I cook, whatever. If TV's on, I'm like, oh, look at that. 16 knives in one. Oh, and it can cut through a chopping block, too. Wow, that's so cool. No, I don't spend a lot of money. I just, I'm kind of fascinated.
I'm a sucker with them.
I'm fascinated by the marketing of them. But on that notion, it's not really food for thought, but it's a healthy lifestyle anyways. I love Christmas music, and I'm half Jewish, so whatever. And my friends are like, seriously, you like Christmas music? I'm like, you got to understand. I wake up at 6 o'clock, the music's on. I go to bed at 10, 11 o'clock, and I go to bed with music, and it shuts off. After 11 months, I've heard enough Led Zeppelin and Neil Young, my favorite guy, that I need a little bit of a change. And most Christmas music is happy and uplifting, funny little stories that I'm loving it. And so I've been listening to Christmas music since my drive up to Maine on Thanksgiving. And it's just a wonderful break from the normal top 40 pop, whatever I'm listening to. And I'm like, yeah. And then come Christmas Day, all right, I've had about enough of the sleigh ride stuff. I'm ready to get back into rock and roll.
I don't know. The very first, I do love Christmas music. But the very first time I hear it in a store, it drives me bananas because it's usually like before Thanksgiving.
Well, this year it was right after Halloween.
Yeah, it was. And I'm like, no Christmas music. Not yet. I'm not ready. It makes me anxious because I know it's so close already that.
I think we, the people, need to separate what a holiday means to you and what it means to retail. Don't be persuaded by the flyers and the commercials, and don't wait till the 24th to do your Christmas shopping. I see something nice in February. I'm like, this would be good for my mom. I'll buy it. I'm done with my mom for Christmas shopping. I've never done Christmas shopping past like the second week of December. You're crazy.
I've never done it before the second week of December.
You're one of the one of my old bosses. Like, no, I always go out Christmas Eve. I'm like,
I don't do that.
That's ridiculous.
So well, I have gone out. Had to go out for a last minute. It for something that I forgot. I have had to do that.
Mine is done and wrapped. All
right now?
Of course.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's all in the piles. What I do with my three grandchildren, I get different wrapping paper for each one, so I don't even have to do name tags.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I put them in the piles on the counters, and, of course, then I have to...
I wouldn't remember whose was whose. Wrapping paper?
I wrote it down.
I create my own cards.
Just do a name tag.
Do you?
I draw my own cards for all my family and relatives and whatnot, and I often recycle calendars as gift paper, as wrapping paper.
That's
because
cool.
I'm not paying $60 a yard for some cute Christmas tree Santa sleigh paper.
That's a good idea.
So I don't buy into the marketing of it. I buy into the spirit. You know, the movie Elf, I absolutely love that movie.
That's a great
movie. When they have to get the spirit up to get the sleigh to fly, that's what Christmas is to me. Mm-hmm. It's the spirit of believing in something wonderful and being happy and joyous for the month. I'm happy and joyous most days of my life. But Christmas, it's just stay focused on being kind and being sweet.
And by being prepared and getting all that stuff done early, it makes that task much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, that tends to be my problem.
So you can enjoy the Salvation Army bell ringers and all this stuff because now you're the stressful part you've put behind you. You're done your gifts.
Well, I'll be thinking of you guys on Christmas because I'll be in Grand Cayman. So
that's why all her stuff is done because she's out of here.
Well, no, it always is done though. I'm always like that. Believe me, no, I'm always like that.
But, I'll be thinking of you. I'll be back on the island. We probably won't have power. Because that happens a lot on the island.
I'll be on the beach. Yep. I'll be like, Steve.
But hey, even without power, I can still Facebook on my cell phone so we can still chat.
There you go. All right.
So tips for those of us that aren't quite as prepared for Christmas and holiday shopping. For two very organized people, give me something.
I do all mine online. Amazon is my best friend.
I just started
Amazon
doing that
Prime,
like last year.
Okay.
I did like
Amazon
that.
Prime. People will say shipping. If you become a Prime member, I'm not even sure what it costs every year, but whatever it is, it's well worth it. You get it the next day.
Yeah.
Prime. You don't even pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you get very good prices with Amazon. What about you, Steve?
Online is awesome. I always buy local gifts year round where I see, you know, handmade things by local businesses, craftsmen, whatever. But to those who are less prepared, don't feed into the stress of you have to. There's no mantra that says you must give a gift. Take your time, plan, and if you can, shop during the day. Take a Tuesday off if you can and go during the day. Stay away from the malls in prime time. Mm-hmm. And think creatively. Think out of the box about something. Does this person really need another frying pan? Or does dad really need a Mickey Mouse tie? Mm-hmm. You know, because some people just, I just got you this. Yeah. I don't want
just to get them something.
I'd rather say, I didn't have time, so I didn't get you a piece of junk. Give me another week after Christmas. I'll get you something.
Well,
and Christmas for me, again, is, and I'm a little upset that Christmas music, I know I kind of give up around Christmas and music, but like at noon on Christmas Day, it's back to rock and roll. And Christmas to me is like the long weekend and the season of snow. Up here, I don't know what Christmas is like in southern Florida, but to me it's a period of time between Christmas and New Year's. And there's great sales on December 26th, and a lot of people have time off. So I still get gifts after Christmas too if I'm missing any.
So I have been in a sewing frenzy, and I've been making pot holders for everybody. Seriously.
Well, that's a gift that you get to see every single day.
Listen, everybody can use a pot holder.
True.
And my pot holders are very cute. And I do pot holders and pillowcases.
That's a great gift right there, too, and I've tried to move towards that. Giving gifts that you, not that you hang on your wall or something you can
utilize
as part of your daily life, like a water bottle. You know, and a lot of people don't have water bottles, and you should, because you should always have a water bottle nearby.
That is true.
One year,
we have a caller actually.
Oh, okay.
Let's chat with a caller. We have Kevin from New Boston. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Not bad. How are you guys all doing?
Very good. I hear you want to talk about gifts.
Yeah. Well, you know, the one gift I haven't heard you guys mention. What do you guys think of gift certificates to restaurants and whatnot? I mean, personally, I always go out because they always have the great little deals this time of year. You know, you buy $100, get an extra 20, or, you know, $5.50, get 10. And then we always buy restaurants that we're going to like. So, worst case scenario, we have extra gift cards for ourselves later on in the year. And that last-minute person that stops in that you feel like you want to give something to, it's nice to have. Because most of us as adults right now pretty much have everything we really want.
You are so right. Mm-hmm. I am a very huge fan of that. You know, Daryl and I do eat out a bit.
But not everybody does. And sometimes the gift of being able to go out to eat is a gift.
Is
correct.
A gift. That's right.
I do it for my older kids. Yeah. And, you know, they don't get that luxury. You're right. I do. And my son, my 21-year-old, you know, he goes out a bit with his girlfriend. And that I get, what am I going to, I'm not going to buy him clothes. He's going to hate the clothes I buy him. And, you know, so I do, Kevin. I get Tyler, unfortunately, opens a lot of gift cards.
You know, and some people think gift cards show no thought process or no real imagination. And my argument to that is I love my son dearly. I have no idea which music he's into this week.
Yeah, because they don't tell you.
Getting him a gift card at, you know, I won't name names of stores, but a particular store that specializes in music that maybe he wouldn't go to normally, that he'd pick them up at one of the big box stores instead. I'm thinking, you know, some people say it doesn't show a lot of thought or forethought or imagination, but I'm thinking it did show thought. It shows that, hey, I wanted to get you music, but I would rather have you get what you want.
I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. I do you know what is, I'm not even sure if I should even say this right now, but Daryl and I go to the Copper Door a bit, and that is the best place to get a rewards card. They give back to their customers like you can't
really?
Even imagine. They really do. And they're running a very good gift card special right now. Buy 100, get 20. I mean, Daryl and I did stock up on those because we use it.
Their whole family, T-Bones, Cactus Jacks.
Oh, yeah, all of them, yes.
They have, it's one of the best promos in the restaurant business.
It is a good promo.
Yeah.
But just a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2-3 weeks ago the most, I always get every year at this time, 3 weeks ago, I get an envelope from Copper Door, the corporate office, and I open it up and it says, thank you so much for being a Copper Door reward member. You reach the CU boiling point. I'm like... I don't know if that's
that
a
can't
good
be good.
Yeah. You know what was in there for gift certificates back?
What?
$250.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And not only that, that just doesn't come, you know, you get that once a year. You get the total what you've spent.
Is that how they give out the rewards there?
No. You also accumulate points.
Okay.
I can go in. I usually accumulate my points a lot. You know, I might ask and she'll be like, oh, Carol, you have 400 points. That's per dollar. I have $400 to spend at Copper Door.
No.
That
way.
Happens. Well,
yeah, you go a lot. Yeah. Kevin, what a great idea. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yes, thank you.
Well, you know, and then you can tie it in to a smaller, useful gift. You mentioned your potholes, something they're going to use on a regular basis. But sometimes you might feel that, all I have to give them is a pothole. But you stick a pothole, you stick in a $50 gift card
exactly.
to a restaurant.
It's awesome.
Yep.
It's a great topper.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin, very much. Those are great ideas. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So I made something a couple years ago where I made wine glasses. So I just bought inexpensive wine glasses, and I got a can of chalk spray paint and taped off the top of the stem and spray painted the chalk paint onto the flat part and halfway up the stem, and gave a set of those to several of my friends. And then so what they can do, it looks really cool anyways, because it's this matte black finish on the bottom. But then when they at parties or whatever, everybody can just write their name in chalk instead of doing the little circle things. And that year, I just had a lot more time to kind of make stuff, and people loved them.
Yeah,
so
cool.
And it didn't cost a lot of money.
You're putting thought into it.
That's a great gift. And I think what is not a great gift is those wine keys or trinkets.
Yes.
Because you got the green one or the blue one. I can't remember.
Yeah.
They all look
They're
the same.
They're ridiculous.
I've had three glasses of wine. They all look the
exactly.
same at this point.
Yeah.
You are right.
So write your name on it.
Write your name on it.
I've gotten a few of them.
Am I still Steve? Yeah, I think so.
Anybody came to my barn sale a couple weeks ago? They were in the barn sale.
Oh, those
Did
little.
Did you see them in the barn
didn't
sale?
See them, no.
I had a bunch of them. Oh boy!
I thought those trinkets were a great idea when they came out, and I've used them.
I can
them.
Never remember which one.
Which one are you doing?
After two or three, you're like, "What are you? Blue or red?"
I forgot.
So, Steve, what are people eating fresh these days? Like, what can you find in New Hampshire right now?
Well, I've been traveling. Actually, I've been back and forth through Portland. Upwards of that area a couple times in the past week, and the Portland Food Co-op just celebrated their 1-year anniversary 2 or 3 weeks ago. Talk about cool. A big business owner in the city owns one of the tallest buildings, and it has a four-sided lit up billboard, the old style where it's just white bulbs that produce letters. And I'm walking out of this concert, and I'm like, and everyone's like, "Steve, look, it's your building." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" It said Food Co-op. Because the business owner is such an advocate for the food co-op. So kudos to Portland. They
That's
got through
cool.
their first year. Manchester Food Co-op's right behind them. So I stopped in there a lot. Purple sweet potatoes. You've seen my
pictures. I saw your
pictures.
Those
are cool.
That looks so photoshopped and fake. You have to tell me.
Doesn't it?
Yes. It's the most vivid purple. It's not like, kind of purple. It is bright,
purple.
Vivid
Intense.
Purple. It did not look real.
It looks better on camera than it does in person. When I took that picture, I was like, dear God, thank you for producing this food, because it's 100% natural, organic, local sweet potato. And I posted about it that if you find purple foods, eat them. Like purple broccoli has a little more nutrients than the green broccoli.
I've never seen any purple food except for eggplant.
Oh, I've seen that.
And
purple
is that even
potatoes.
Purple?
Yeah,
really?
Purple potatoes are popular now, and now there's purple potatoes that are solid all the way through. And they're like a sort of a hybrid from the South American countries where they've been eating them for 6,000 years. I'm not keen on all the purple foods, but yeah, the potatoes, sweet potatoes, cabbage, purple cabbage.
Where do you get these purple foods? Because I don't see them in Hanaford.
The Portland Food Co-op. I have a bunch in my refrigerator because I just came through this weekend. I haven't seen the purple sweet potatoes in any local stores around here because the main local farmers are up there.
So soon we'll be able to hopefully get purple foods at Manchester Co-op.
Yes, you will. Or the mobile food truck will deliver
So
them
what
to
is
your
happening
house.
With the Manchester Food Co-op? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Where
are we at?
We had a board meeting Tuesday. This is so awesome. We're actually negotiating with our manager. So we sent out the word that we're hiring a manager. We took some candidates in, had some interviews, flew a guy, our top candidate, out, and we're down to what insurance policy we're going to prescribe to him and his family. He's a native. He moved out west to open another co-op, so he has experience getting co-ops off the ground, which is key.
That's great.
He's actually interviewing with our last round of interviewees, which is a big organization here in town that specializes in hiring, and they're donating their services to put him through their 28-page profile.
That's great.
And so we're still negotiating that. If things go well, he'll be, I think, hired for March 1st. And just between now and March 1st, we should be announcing our store location. Because we're in the throes of leasing and all the mountain of paperwork. So it, as I said before, the fun stuff of the co-op is behind us now. It's turning into the business, insurance policies, unemployment laws, all those things. So that is as exciting as it gets in the world of co-op development.
That is great.
And if all goes well, sometime by the end of leaf peeping season 2016, the store will be actually open.
How exciting is that going to be?
After 5 years, it's like, is this, we all looked at ourselves like, is this what we're talking about tonight? We're like, yes, this is what we work so hard to accomplish. We're talking about a manager's salary and a hiring date. That's as tangible as it gets in the world of co-op. So that's exciting. We're still taking donations for the truck. Great gift ideas or gift memberships to the food co-op. It's only $100, and you're given a gift that lasts a lifetime and benefits the household for the life of your membership, or the life of you, the person, I guess. I don't know if it's transferable to children or not. Manchesterfood.coop, you can click on the store. And anybody who's signing up now, I don't think I've published this, but I have a bunch of food donations, shelf-stable items, that anybody who comes to my house to pick up their membership, I fill up a bag of all these natural food products and just enjoy. This is what the co-op's going to be having on the shelves.
That's
so
awesome.
That's about as it's pretty exciting. We're still like, seriously, we're talking about this? We're like, yeah, this is
gonna happen.
What type of chocolate chips are we gonna sell? You know, we're starting to look at the shelving stock and things of that.
I can't wait to see
what
Steve
a big
that
process.
Day. I know. I'm gonna have my camera ready. That'll be exciting.
I'll be excited. I'm trying to figure out what kind of musical guest we can have
Ooh,
there.
Ooh, fun.
I want a big grand opening.
That'll be fun. Cool.
So, yes.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. It was fun,
as usual.
Always nice to see you, Steve.
Yeah, very nice to see you. Thank you, Tracy.
Great to be here.
We'll see everybody next week, Thursday.
Absolutely.
Kale and Company is up next, so we'll see everybody next week. Bye.